News. Trending now. Trending now.
Op die paaie, die verkeer is steeds stadig na 'n vroeër ongeluk in Diepkloof. Diepsloot, askies, op die N14 Wes, net na die R114 Diepsloot afrit, die verkeer stadig op alle routes ook om hierdie toneel te probeer vermy.
Ons begin in Noordwes waar die polisie gemeenskapslede wat onwettige mynwerkers ondergronds help gewaarsku teen die moontlike gevare wat daaraan verbonde is. Baie van die mynwerkers wat ondergronds bly om inhegtenisneming te vermy wanneer hulle uitkom, is glo al maande lank sonder kos of water. En in Limpopo het die departement van gesondheid bevestig dat 50 leerlinge gehospitaliseer is. Hulle het onder meer maagkrampe gekry nadat hulle kos by die skool geëet het. En dan na die buitenland, in New Delhi in India, het laerskole vandag gesluit tot verdere kennisgewing. Dis nou weens erge lugbesoedeling in die hoofstad en die aankondiging is gemaak op X. Meer oor hierdie en ander stories om 6. Franske Neidler van PSG Welvaart in Pretoria Oos skop intussen die sake minuut af op die plaaslike front.
Op die plaaslike front verhandel die JSE Algehele Index 0.2% sterker. Dit is vooral mynbouaandele wat swaar trek op die rug van 'n sterk Amerikaanse dollar en ons sien dat die JSE Hulbron 10 Index met 2% daal.
Dit was ook 'n goeie dag vir Europese markte.
Europa se grootste tegnologiefirma ASML styg met 6.5% nadat die maatskappy sê hulle verwag dat verkope oor die komende 5 jaar tussen 8 en 14% per jaar sal groei.
En dan maak ons 'n draai in die vermaaklikheidsbedryf in die VSA.
Walt Disney het resultaat aan die mark bekend gemaak en verhandel tans 10% sterker nadat die maatskappy omsetgroei van 6.3% aangekondig het. Dit kom nadat hulle stroomplatform Disney Plus verbruikers tot 122.7 miljoen gegroei het.
'n Dollar kos in die stadium R18.23, 'n euro R19.26 en die pond R23.15. Terwyl al heelwat aandag aan Bitcoin geskenk word, na gister se sterk vertoning is dit vandag ietwat laer. Dit wandel teen $88,990. Dit is wel steeds in rand in die omgewing van 1,6 miljoen rand. En dan goud, dit verhandel teen $2,566.85 per fyn ons. Olie verhandel teen $72.91 per vat Brent. Ek is Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
Thanks Marlene. Sport is brought to you by Superbet this afternoon. Win for yourself at superbets.co.za.
We start off with some cricket news. Protea men's fast bowler Lungi Ngidi has been ruled out of the upcoming test series against Sri Lanka as well as the all-format tour against Pakistan because of a groin injury. The 28-year-old recently underwent a medical assessment as a part of the structured conditioning period during which it revealed that he had an abductor injury. He'll now begin his rehabilitation program and is expected to return to play in January. Springbok coach Rassie Erasmus has signalled an intent to revert his side back to attack mode against England in Saturday's test at Twickenham by returning Marnie Lubbock to the number 10 jersey and moving to a 5-3 split between the forwards and the backs on the bench. In an additional significant move, the Vodacom Bulls strongman Vuko Lowe will play his first game in the starting lineup for the Box. He replaces Thomas Du Toit at tight end prop, with Vincent Koch coming in as the bench backup. And Australia's Brett Robinson became the first person from the Southern Hemisphere to be elected as the chairman of World Rugby earlier today. The 54-year-old former Australian flanker won after two rounds of voting by the World Rugby Council and succeeds Bill Beaumont, who steps down after 8 years at the helm. Staying with rugby news, fly half Beauden Barrett comes into the All Blacks side to play France this weekend after he overcame a concussion, according to New Zealand Rugby. The 33-year-old missed last week's game over Ireland, which New Zealand won, because of a head injury that he suffered in the victory over England the week before. There's some tennis action that was on the go earlier on at the ATP Finals. Taylor Fritz